First verse will be from Psalm 96. Psalm 96, 1 through 4. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Psalm chapter 5. Beginning in verse 11. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you, and you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Turn over to Colossians 3:16. And 17 reads, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And the last verse will be from Hebrew. Chapter 2, 11 and 12 reads, For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will tell of your names to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children God has given me.
I'm sure it'll be set up properly on the screen. If you're using a book, we'll be singing the three verses of number 136, and then the chorus after the verses. Step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand he leads the way. And with each breath I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him, me say. At times I'm faith begin to waver when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look upon my Savior. I am strong when he is by my side. I trust in God no matter come what may, for life eternal is in his hand. He holds a key that opens up the way that will lead me to promised land. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday the last will be taken. number 13. Hallelujah. I'd like to sing all verses of Hallelujah, and then the first verse will be repeated after the last. No soul, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
My first song is going to be number 7 in the supplement. I guess my handwriting was bad enough, they thought it was 57. So if y'all will get y'all supplements out, we're going to sing number 7 in the supplement. I guess I need to spend a little bit more time on that in my homework. Number 7.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with heart.
Next song will be in the big book, number 493. Sing both verses on this one as well.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I've a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Our next song will be number 660. I will sing of the mercies. And if it is convenient for you, would you please stand for this song? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Be seated. Our next song is number 251. I'm happy today. And we will sing all verses. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm happy today in Jesus Christ. I'm happy today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm happy today. I'm singing today, oh yes, I'm singing today in Jesus Christ. I'm singing today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm singing today. I'm praying today, oh yes, I'm praying today in Jesus Christ. I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's what I'm praying today. I'm living today, oh yes, I'm living today in Jesus Christ. I'm living today, taking all my sins away, and that's why I'm living today. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm singing today in Jesus Christ. I'm praying today because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm living today.
Number 18, The Great Redeemer. Let's sing the first and third verses.
How I love the great Redeemer who is doing so much for me. With what joy I tell the story of the love that makes men free. Till my earthly life is ended,
I will sing
songs above. Beside the crystal sea,
more and more my soul shall be
praising Jesus and His love. He is everything to me, to me.
He is everything to me,
and everything shall always be. Above.
504, I want to be a worker. Sing the first and third verses of this song.
I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray and be busy every day in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker strong and brave. I want to trust in Jesus' power to save. All who will truly come shall find a happy home in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord.
Next song is going to be out of your supplement, number 73.
Supplement number 73, High Above the Seraphim.
High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures bless the King.
Before the sermon will be number 66 in the supplement. Number 66, Hear, O Israel. Let's see.
Hear,
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy might. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy might.
Thank you, Sam, for putting together this song service, and thank you to all the men that have led us. If you would, open your Bibles to the book of Jonah, and I'd like for us to look at Jonah 2 for just a moment. Anytime that we come together, we try to provide an opportunity for any who may be assembled with us that have yet to put their faith in Jesus as the Son of God, to have the courage to confess that faith before men, repenting of sin that separates us from God, that they might be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. If you have need to do that this morning, all things are ready and prepared that we could assist you with that. If, as a child of God, there is some need that you might have in which you'd like to ask for the prayers of the saints here to encourage you to be what you ought to be, we give you that opportunity as well. We have sung praises to our God this morning, and as we've done so, it's always important for us to stop and to think a little bit about why it is that God is worthy of our praise. And I want to call your attention to a few verses here in Jonah chapter 2, and you will remember the context. Jonah, a prophet of God, had been called to go to the Gentile city of Nineveh and to preach repentance to them. Jonah didn't like that idea. The Ninevites were not favorable to the Israelites at this time. And instead of doing what God had commanded him to do, Jonah went in the opposite direction. And in fact, as he was on the ship going in the opposite direction, when great storms hit, eventually it became evident that he was the cause of that turmoil. He was thrown overboard, and the Bible tells us that a great fish swallowed him. Now, it's important for us to understand that this is not a myth. This is not something that was just concocted as a children's story. Even within historical record, there was a man that was in the belly of a fish for about a day and a half and survived. So the events that are described here are not out of the realm of possibility, especially with God's interaction in this. But what we call to your attention this morning is the fact that as Jonah is in the fish, he comes to a great recognition. And I'd like for us to consider that together for just a few moments. Begin with me in verse 2. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. Sheol is the Hebrew word for the place of the dead, the parallel to the New Testament concept of Hades. As he's in the belly of this fish, he feels like he's in the land of death. He feels like he is in the place of the dead. Verse 3. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you. With the voice of thanksgiving, I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. That very last statement is why I took us to this text this morning, because, you know, imagine the circumstances here in which Jonah, as he in the fish, realizes there's no way out of this. There's no salvation except from the Lord. You know, he looks towards the temple, not in Jerusalem, but he looks to the holy temple that God has in heaven. And he recognizes the only sacrifice he has left to offer to God is his thanksgiving and his praise of whom God is. I hope that we recognize this in our own lives and recognize that ultimately, whether we are in circumstances as dire as Jonah's, or maybe we don't even realize the nature of how dire our circumstances are, salvation is of the Lord. When we are willing to look beyond the things of this life and cry out for salvation to the Lord through the plan of salvation, through obedience to the gospel, he's right there. And as we learn in this account, the Lord did spare Jonah. He was swallowed out of the belly of the fish, and then he went and did what he should have done to begin with. If you're here this morning and you need to obey the Lord, remember, salvation is of the Lord. We encourage you to come while we stand and sing.
There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready?
Attendance.